Welcome to your support group podcast, home of the number one podcast that supports you at what you like to do. As always, we are joined together at the hip, former Siamese twins, Kenny and Q. So, Q, let's get right into it. And I may keep that in there.
Yeah.
So, I want to talk about something that I know a lot of people. A lot of people nowadays, not like grandma and grandpa, but maybe they was into that kind of stuff and they just didn't talk about it. Some would call it the occult. Some would call it weirdo stuff. Some would call it goth stuff. Some would call it namaste or whatever they want to say about it and just have all kinds of conversations about it. But today I want to talk about, do you feel like bad spirits or good spirits are leading or breaking your life? Now I know Q has spoke up hard in the past about the ancestor, believing in ancestors and different things like that. So I want to let Q go ahead and start off this one, because I'll go ahead into my part.
So, what it is that I do is I am a spiritual person, and this is involving traditions where you have your ancestor altar, and it's not worshiping ancestors, it's paying honor to those ancestors because they're supposed to be your guides in this life.
Right.
They watch out over you. Like, if you ever feel like you hear, like, a voice telling you not to do something or to do something, that kind of thing. So, that's pretty much what I'm into. I wear my chakras. I do charge them in a full moon. I wear my obsidian and my tiger's eye. Does this mean that I do not believe in God? No, that's not what that means. I still believe in God.
But you believe in them rocks. You one of them rock girls.
I am. I have a whole box of rocks. I mean, I feel like the two should be tandem, because when you look at, if you actually listen to a book about Orishas and the deities, this, a lot of the Christian religion pulls from the African traditions that were practiced long before Christianity came into play.
Right.
So, and a lot of the things that we do in this tradition, in the spirituality, you do the same thing in Christianity. You have rituals, yeah. You pray, you go to the altar. It's pretty much the same thing. So that is my take on it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's basically what I was going to say anyway. I mean, everybody's a spiritual person. Even a person that doesn't believe in something believes in some form of spirit or entity or thing. So we are all spiritual people. The thing that I always try to make people understand, don't look down on something because you don't quite understand it. And that was the reason why I wanted you to go ahead and start off, because I wanted everybody to get like the main picture of it. Like, basically, like, this doesn't deter from what my faith is. You know what I'm saying? I'm a spiritual person, but this is what my faith is. Now, you know, I've read Buddhist books. I've read some of the Quran, you know, but I am Christian. That doesn't mean that, you know what I'm saying, I'm a bad Christian, or, you know what I'm saying. No, what it means is I'm just trying to understand something different. And by me being a spiritual person, you know, living with the spirit, I feel like there are things out here in this world that God created, that was created, not just us, but things that have power. Like, you ever heard anybody say the line about your angels are out of shape or weak because you don't call upon them or you don't speak to your angels. You know, it's a lot of people that, you know, are Christians who don't believe in spiritual things that have some real lazy angels and wonder why certain things happen in their life because they don't speak to the spirit. You know what I'm saying? And that's the same way with, like, I can make my phone a spiritual thing, you know, and speak over my phone, and my phone is, you know, that spirit. But that doesn't mean that I'm not Christian or anything like that. You get what I'm saying? Did that sound kind of crazy and bugged out?
No, I know what you're stepping in.
Yeah. It's a lot of people that are afraid of things like that. They think it's, you know, evil or sinister, and it's not, you know. I mean, God created a rock, right? God created stone. God created dirt, dust, air, you know. So if a man is walking down the street and he's a Christian man, if he's yelling and calling out to the air or calling out to the storm, would you deem him as crazy? No. If he was like, you know, if it's a hurricane coming or a tornado coming, you say, why are you so angry? Go back to where you came. Would he be deemed as a crazy person? Or would he be deemed as something evil because that storm said, okay, and turned the corner and went the other way? No, it shouldn't be looked at as something like a crazy person would do or evil person would do. Now, I have heard. Now, I have heard and I have seen some things that make me look around the corner and be like, okay, now that can't be real. And I'm not talking about something like burning sage or something like that. Like burning sage is to get away to evil spirits. You know, you can rid your body from evil spirits, rid your belongings, your place from evil spirits. I'm not talking about something like that. I'm talking about like some real like goofy dust type stuff like I've seen. And you from New Orleans, you got the shirt on right now. So I shouldn't have to explain what goofy dust is, you know what I'm saying? Cause y'all got some things down there in the bayou, you know? Yeah. So I had a friend of mine who had a neighbor, and he would always do little weird stuff to the neighbor, always playing loud music and stuff. Not weird stuff, but just playing loud music, being noisy and stuff like that. And the neighbor didn't like it. So what the neighbor did one day was just wrap a whole bunch of chicken feet in aluminum foil and throw them up over the fence. I said, what did you do, man? He said, I picked it up and I threw it back up over the fence. I said, no, man, you should have burned that. Yeah, you got to burn those things. So I tell people all the time, there are things out here in this world that people try to do. But it's all about how receptive you are in your spirit. And so because he wasn't a believer in that or believer in whatever was going on in that situation, he was novice. So, you know, it kind of goes back to what God said, you know, basically it's hard to kind of punish somebody for something that they don't know. You know.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah, I mean, and plus you have people who practice certain things, and if you don't know what you're doing, number one, it's not gonna work. Or number two, you could accidentally open up something and do something that could come back on you. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people play with this thing. And then they wonder why certain things is happening. It's like
Ouija boards.
You were not right. Like, don't mess with stuff you do not understand. So leave things alone, because you might think it's just it's funny and it's a joke. But if, like we've talked about before, if somebody writes about something, that's because it had to come from somewhere. So the mind cannot just create things that it has not already seen. So my thing to you is, if you do not understand it, leave it alone.
Yes. Like I just said, and like Q said, there are real spirits out here in this world. And if you're toying with the wrong things and thinking it's a joke, it can actually open up a door and show you that it's not a joke. Your life is protected, but once you take that veil of protection up off of you, you know, it's like I said, you know, you can't get punished for what you don't know, but you knew better not to mess with that because there's been 800 movies telling you that Ouija boards are evil, but yet you'll go to the store and go get one and say, oh, this is fun. Ooh, how it's moving.
Yeah. Or you call upon something and then it's some crazy, like, cause think about your ancestry. As I was doing my ancestry.com, going back looking through records, I found out I have some crazy people who did drive-by shootings in my bloodline. And it's like, what the heck? You know, everybody in your lineage wasn't on the up and up.
Nah.
You don't want to fool around and call somebody, who just crazy in the head and had you all out here
exactly
scratching your booty in the middle of the street and clucking like a chicken.
Had you out here doing JD's revenge. That's my man.
Right.
You better talk to him. Yeah, look, it's certain things like I don't mess around with. And you know, when I start thinking about stuff like what you said, like past ancestors and stuff like that, you know, a lot of times when you come from certain type of families and they start closing doors and you start being inquisitive, like it's a lot, like my whole grandmother, like past my grandmother, I know nobody on that side. But I'm not going to be that inquisitive about it because there's a reason why she closed that door, you know? And get back to the Ouija board part or whatever type of seance or spirits you be trying to get into. Not you in particular, but I'm talking about whoever. Trying to get into, you never know what somebody in your past has closed the door. And man, I've heard some stories about people messing with stuff and like they'll be like a beautiful smart person, and then like a year or so later you like, what's wrong with them? Bad spirits. You know what I'm saying? They open up the wrong doors. Mm-hmm. You know, so to answer that question, can some spirits hold you back? Yeah, if you open up the wrong doors. I mean, that's just common sense. You open the wrong doors, start playing with the wrong things, you find out real swiftly. Growing up, I did hear a bunch of, you know, old wives' tales or old stories, like how people, you know, spirit would leave their body and stuff. Like the one lady that was cheating on her husband, she would leave her body spirit every night from her balcony. I mean, her spirit would leave her body every night from her balcony, and her body would be just there. And so one night, her husband watched her, and basically he poured salt down her mouth, and she was basically paralyzed for the rest of her life. She couldn't move, couldn't talk, couldn't do nothing. You know, being down south, you know, I was always told, you know, when you get here, you know, basically you can't eat over everybody's house because some people aren't right. The spirit, you know, like some people, like you, it's not the fact that you can't eat over somebody's house, but you ever ate some food, like it smells really good, but then it be horrible tasting? Well, that's because the person didn't cook with love. That's my philosophy. Like, whenever I cook, no matter if it's burnt or whatever, it's the best taste of food that you could ever come across because I always cook with love. I always cook with my whole heart into it. When a person doesn't cook with love, I'm serious. It's like it's a bad spirit up over that food, you know? People don't believe that stuff, you know? I believe in food voodoo, you know?
Yeah. That's one of the things my daughter, my oldest daughter, would always say whenever I would be cooking in the kitchen. She would come in there with her little voice. Did you put love in it? Then I would say, I put love in it.
You have to put love in it. Love makes the food 10 times better. I'm telling you, it's like accent or MSG without the MSG. It's like the butter without the Paula Deen calling you the N-word. You know, it's the everything. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Paula Deen. Her pans, her pots and her pans cook really well. I just want to give her a shout out right quick. I got a set on discount since she said the N-word. All her stuff dropped down cheap. Scooped up some pots and pans from Paula Deen. But anyway. Yeah. So my thoughts is this. It's always going to be stories. Art imitates life. You know, heed the warnings. And don't be afraid of a person that's into like rocks or yoga, like the real yoga, not the stuff that they do for online likes and stuff like that. I'm talking about like the real yoga. I'm talking about like musty feet smelling yoga, like that real yoga. You know, burning sage and different things like that. Like, don't be afraid of that stuff. It's the things that you don't see that's out in the atmosphere. And speak to your angels. You know, speak to the earth. You know, you have the power. The power of life and death is in the tongue. And if you don't translate or speak to anything and you wondering why things are not going the way you want them to go in life or anything like that, like, you know, I always get up in the morning and I look in the mirror and I tell myself three things great about myself. No matter how tired, no matter how restless, no matter how angry I might be, after I say those three things, everything is left there in that bathroom. And I go on about my day like nothing ever happened. So get into the habit of speaking in the spiritual world. I'm just saying.
Yes. Yep. And if you are uncertain about certain things, like a lot of people that you come across might practice, you know, wearing the rocks, wearing the bracelets, etc. We're just regular people. Like, just have a conversation and you'll just understand that we're not doing anything weird.
Yeah. Like, it's nothing weird.
It's very...
You may come to my house and see some oils. Don't worry about it. Just don't touch them. They're not for you.
Yeah. Exactly. You go to any... We have a lot of oils, a lot of perfumes, a lot of butters. That's why we stay looking how we look. You know, we both of us, we bobbed and we kicking 50 in the behind. So...
Trying to tell you, I had to tell a person the other day, you know, hey, what he said was, I'm sorry, Carson was yelling. What he said was, he said that he was 34 and he can't kick like I was kicking. He was hurting. And I was like, dude, that is a lie. I am 43. And I'm kicking well. Like, come on. Like, you might hear a crack or a creak every once in a blue, but no. It's all about, like I said, it's all about speaking to the spirit. And that spirit may be your spirit. Right. You may have to tell yourself that I am just as young, just as full of energy as I was when I was 30. Or just as well as I was when I was 25. Like, come on, body. Leg line up. Arm line up. Shoulder line up. Joint line up. Fingers line up, because, you know, sometimes I get typey fingers and I'd be like, ugh. I'd be like, line up, and they straighten up. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta talk to these things, you know? People just have some lazy ass angels. I swear to you.
Yeah. And also too, you have to, like I tell a lot of people that come to my classes, is mind over matter, because I don't always feel like working out. I don't always feel like doing the things that I have to do, but I know if I don't do them, that it'll put me in a worse physical condition. You know, I, like I told people before, my goal in fitness is not to be skinny. It's just to extend my lifespan. I want to be healthy. I want to be that 90-year-old woman still walking around and people like, dang, she's still getting around. And I'll be like, I sure am. What? And what
about? I want that Cicely Tyson. That's what I'm talking about. I want that Cicely Tyson. Yeah.
Exactly.
Nobody. So. Listen, just because you're getting older, nobody wants to be old. Nobody wants to be decrepit. Right. Nobody wants to be bedridden. Like, if that's your life, if I know a man that is 82 years old that can work a young person up underneath the table right now, this moment. And if you met him, you wouldn't even know he's 82. He looked like he about 50 something. Sure. Just work. That's the only thing you do. Get up and go to work every day.
Yeah.
And he refused to retire. Like, he's semi-retired because he had a bout with cancer. And he beat it, of course, because he kept working and he didn't be lazy. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I understand you having an office job or whatever, but find time to go for a walk or something, breathe some air. Like, come on. Right. Come on. It's not that hard.
Exactly. Because this is what I say. If it's important enough to you, you will find a way. If it's not, you're going to make an excuse. So when I say, okay, well, why didn't you do it? And they start trying to say, that sounds like an excuse to me, but okay. Whether it's a good excuse or a bad excuse, if it's important enough to you, you will carve out the time. I don't care if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. If it's important enough for you to do it, you go find a way to do it. So, boom.
Exactly. Exactly. Because I do like, what I do, about like 10 curls a day. I got my little weight. I do about 10 curls, bust me out about 10 push-ups. And then when I'm at work, I'm stocking. So I'm constantly moving.
Yeah.
You know, so I try to keep myself in shape, you know. And everybody that knows me, and shout out to everybody that watches the podcast that knows me, know that just because I'm skinny, I'm still strong as an ox. So, I mean, and part of that is because I got a 3-year-old that thinks that she's a tank and she could just run and just jump up on daddy. And so I got 40 pounds flying at me in midair. I got to catch her because I can't let her hit the floor. Like, oh my God, right. I'm too old. Boom. You know? So, yeah. So take care of yourself. Take care of your spirit. And take care of us by subscribing. Go ahead and hit that button. And if ain't nobody told you today that they love you, we do. As always, Kenny and Q. Peace out. Scary, wasn't it?